Novak Djokovic and Reid Butler is with 4BC 9 News in Melbourne, has the very latest for you on this case. Morning to you, Reid.
Good morning.
So there was another, was it another court hearing this morning or an interview with Djokovic? What's happened this morning?
Yeah, so another really brief court hearing this time this morning. It's just wrapped up here in Melbourne CBD. Djokovic's lawyers appeared remotely from their offices in the city here. It was with the federal circuit court. Djokovic remains under police guard this morning, border force guard this morning. In those his lawyer's offices is our understanding this morning while they go through submissions. But a very brief hearing, just more administrative stuff basically ahead of the main event tomorrow, which is when the decision will actually be made on whether he's staying or not. This morning basically the main area of contention was the government's lawyers are pushing for a single judge hearing tomorrow. Importantly, that would mean they'd have the opportunity to appeal if they lose tomorrow, but the Djokovic camp is pushing for a full court tomorrow, so three judges, and basically what that means is that there is no right to appeal if the government loses. That's as high as you can get. So the government doesn't want that. They want the opportunity to appeal the appeal if they lose. Djokovic is happy to make it the full stop on it all tomorrow. So that decision is being made by a judge today on whether it will be a full court or a single judge court tomorrow. Last night there was an emergency hearing called that went quite late, and essentially the key element that came out of that is we learned that the federal government has reframed its argument, I guess you'd say, on why Djokovic shouldn't be allowed to stay here, according to the immigration minister. They're basically now putting all their eggs in the basket of if Djokovic is permitted to stay, he could potentially excite anti-vaccine sentiment in the Australian community, and that is essentially their main angle now, the government's main angle as to why they believe he should go, because they're saying if he stays, he could stir up anti-vaccine sentiment in the community. Lawyers for the Djokovic camp are saying, well, that's ridiculous, because what about if he is kicked out? Couldn't that do the same thing, stir up anti-vaccine sentiment in the community if he is booted? So that gives you a little idea of what the arguments we could expect tomorrow for that main event from 9:30 Melbourne time. So, yeah, the saga is dragging on, and it still seems all very messy. And, of course, the Australian Open begins on Monday. So it is literally right down to the wire.
Time is of the essence, to perhaps misuse a legal term, but to use it in a more colloquial sense. Time is of the essence. There's 2 days before the Australian Open starts. That argument that you've just mentioned that the government's now going to rely on, that to let him in would fuel anti-vaxxers. I mean, I'm only basing what I'm about to say on having watched the odd courtroom, you know, TV show and movie, but that's not what this is about. I mean, I think that Djokovic's lawyers have a pretty fair case to say that this should have been, this is actually about what, you know, Djokovic's behaviour and whether he's lied on documents in this country and lied about his behaviour elsewhere in the world. That's what the pub test would suggest this is about, not about, I mean, that is really relying on a sort of political argument by the government, is it not?
Yeah, exactly. It seems to be a radical change into what we would expect. I would still assume that the character references and character, I guess, elements of this, which would be the fact that there was misleading information on his application to come into Australia. He kicked no to international travel, or his team did, when in fact he'd been in Spain. Also the elements of Djokovic admitting to being out and about in Serbia, mingling with the community, even though he knew he had the virus at that point. I think they would still play into the government's argument come tomorrow. I think they may, as indicated last night, it looks like they really are putting their eggs in that basket of, yeah, this could be cause civil unrest, so to speak, in Australia from anti-vaccine campaigners if he's allowed to stay, or it might motivate them or rally them or something like that. But we'll find out. It is, but you're so right. It's an interesting pivot away from what, interestingly, that the first element of all of this, which they fought for his visa cancellation, saying that it was a matter for it could cause, I guess, damage to the health of Australian community members if he's here unvaccinated. That's just been abandoned now by the government. They've given up on that case and now have pivoted towards this stirring up unrest and all of that sort of stuff. So it is a big change.
Interesting stuff. Reid Butler, thank you for being across it for us this morning from Melbourne.
No problem.
For ABC 9 News reporter Reid Butler, what do you make of that? This reliance now, it seems, on by the federal government on what it might do to fuel anti-vaxxers if Novak Djokovic is allowed by the court to stay. That doesn't seem to be... And I've been all for sending him home because he did the wrong thing. But I don't know that is... If I were the judge, I don't know that I would be... And I tell you what, this bloke, this judge, watching him last night, he's, you know, he brooks no nonsense, and I don't know that he's going to go along with that one.